Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are now live on the Middlemen Talk Show, the best internet radio talk show on blogtalkradio.com. And we are live today. It's about to get on. And I'm Alan.
And this is Kevin for Shizzle, my nizzle, my nizzle, my nizzle. And we got, who else on the line?
And I'm here.
That's just so dry.
Then you're not, I have lots of enthusiasm in my voice. I am excited.
Oh, really?
Smile.
Hey, well, how's everybody going today?
Hey, man, we back. Last week I got a couple of calls, Al. People were telling us, hey, man, we tried to push number one on the show. We couldn't get in. And so sorry for y'all. You know, hey, last week was a rebroadcast of one of our previous shows, which was Jen's List, which leads
right
to today's show.
Right, right. So, well, the purpose of us replaying that show was to actually prepare the listeners who didn't actually get a chance to listen to the previous show, who went back and listened to Jen List Part 1, you know, to let y'all know about this particular show, which we're doing this week, which was Jen List Part 2.
Yep.
That was one of our most controversial shows, Jen List Part 1, which was actually a good show. I learned some things, and I'm pretty sure some of our listeners out there learned some things of how women think. Jen, you know, compiled the list, you know, from a lot of her female counterparts and people in which she works with, and they actually compiled a list of things about what women like in a man, what they don't like, what women want from men, what women expect a man should have accomplished by a certain age. And we're going to try to continue this today because we really didn't have a chance to actually get down and dirty.
Yeah,
like we did the first on part one. So we did say we was going to do a part two, and here it is, Jen's List Part 2.
Yeah, man, I hope y'all ready for this because, you know, hey, last time I told Jen, and Jen, you're on the line with us, hey, you can lose a lot of people with this mess, and it's crazy because you know that a lot of people ain't really digging all that being crazy, hiding crazy, and all that stuff. So y'all make sure y'all go back to blogtalkradio.com, check out that last previous show, and listen to all this craziness that we had on that last time.
Oh, yeah. So it was pretty hilarious. You know, some of the things what Jen was saying last time, pretty hilarious, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, hey, the barbershop was a fool behind that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But, hey, man, Jen, I know we were just talking about before we got on the air, and, man, this little situation out here in Morrow, Georgia at the Cracker Barrel. Jen, tell everybody what's going on with that. If you haven't heard about this, you've been under a rock.
Well, there was an African-American lady eating at the Cracker Barrel with her daughter, and as they were leaving, this white gentleman was coming in the Cracker Barrel, and I guess he pushed the door pretty hard, and the lady tells the man, you know, excuse me, sir, but you almost hit my daughter in the face. Will you be, you know, careful? And so, you know, he immediately starts calling her the N-word, the B-word, and with a closed fist, you know, starts beating, you know, her in the head. He beats her unconscious.
And the funny part, I'm not necessarily funny, but why people were standing around not helping?
It was a restaurant full of people and no one helped her. There was a lady, though, that yelled, you know, for him to stop.
Right.
But, you know, the rest of the people did nothing.
What about his girlfriend that was standing right there and just watching the same, you know, at the same time? She could have did something. I'm telling you now.
Right.
And I'm not going to make, well, you know, I'm going to make this comment. I don't care how I come across, but if I was in that predicament, man, and I was out there, man, I'd probably be in jail right now. I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. I had to, man, I would have found something busting most out of head, dog. Probably.
So I would have ran in the kitchen. I would have ran in their kitchen, pushed everybody out the way, and I would have got a pot and I would have poured it on him. I don't see how you could see that happening and like not do anything. And I was like, why doesn't this stuff happen to me? I don't want to get beat up, but like, why does this happen? Like when I'm in a restaurant, like why? I just want something like this to happen when I pass by. I really do.
You know, I feel it's from this aspect right here. With President Obama, with him trying to do all the things he's doing, with all the people out here that's, you know, showing all the hate that they're showing towards him and the administration that's there now, I mean, it's bubbling up.
Right.
Glenn Beck, he's a punk. Rush Limbaugh, he's a punk. And all to all our black conservatives, and that gentleman that calls himself the black conservative on Blog Talk Radio, all of y'all are punks. I'm just going to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? You don't know nothing about people while you talking like that. You know, I mean, they're going to make up this situation where it's going to become a all-out war between races. And we don't need that in this country. We don't need another civil war. We don't need that because not everybody want to fight on that level.
But I totally agree, President Carter, where we have to say, you know, we talked about this before, that racism is the elephant in the room. And if we do not address it, if we do not speak about it, then we're creating a very dangerous, dangerous situation. And I'm quite frankly, I'm scared. People are showing up to these rallies with guns.
Yeah.
People are really angry. And the stuff that they're saying is just going too far. I saw a sign that bothered me the most was Barry Obamacare with Kennedy. Like, why would you ever disrespect our nation's, you know,
because
greatest
leader? Because, you know
what,
they hate for blacks, or the fear of not knowing much about blacks is greater than their common sense.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What
they're not
is,
using their perfect common sense.
What it is due to the lack of education and knowledge, which brings about ignorance. You know, so that you know, so that's what it all boils down to. And, you know, a lot of these people, they may have not been properly, you know, taught, you know, to accept people, you know, from who they are and, you know, and instead of how they look. So that comes into, you know, them growing up having that ignorance for different types of race.
True. Very true.
Oh. But today, people, we're going to get into Jen's List Part 2, which is the second part of our most controversial show, which aired in June of 2009, and you all can go back and listen to it. And today, Jim will be presenting a list of things women want in a man, things that turn women off that men do, things men should possess or have at a certain age, and amongst other things. And if you have a comment, if you want to call in a comment, you know, call in. The number is 718-508-9972, and you all could call in, state your comment, and we're going to, you know, actually try to get into this, you know, because it's going to be a great show today. So, but we are going to actually get into our first song of the day, which is
Biz Markie. Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping foam with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions and see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks since she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. So I took Blah Blah's word for it. this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story. About a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar. Spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship. Or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
That was Biz Markie.
You say he's just a friend.
So, we're going to actually go into Jen's List Part 2 today, people just now tuning in. We're actually going to be discussing a list that Jen has compiled about what women want in a man. And we're going to talk about some other things in which, you know, is on this list as well. And I can't wait to get into it because I know Jen got some good stuff that's going to have us talking out. So, Jen, you want to start off with maybe listing a few, you know, starting off and we can discuss, and then, you know, I see we have a call out there waiting. Call, we're going to get to you. Jen, you want to go ahead and list a few of them first?
Okay. Number one, y'all like this one. Number one, fix your man a meal. Remember, Hot Pockets aren't a meal.
Yes.
Did I get a clap? Number two, don't date a man that is in love with his boys. Don't do it, girls. It's the big no-no. Number three, go for the younger man, girls. You know, the cougar thing is not necessarily a bad thing. You can always show a new dog how to do tricks. See, never date a guy who wears colored contacts, straight hair, or colored suits. Remember that the bisexual thing is not cool, ladies. I mean, I know that guys seem to like it, but I'm not into the pseudo bisexuals. And remember,
what? Hold on, hold on. Say that again, man.
Pseudo bisexual. Yeah, it's a word I coined. You know, like I think now, especially young girls, it's a fad now because guys seem to like it, like the threesomes and girls kissing girls. But, like, if you're not actually bisexual or gay, you know, it's not cool to do it.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, next one. Get off of, get off of your mama's kitty and stop being a mama's boy. Stand up for your family or your woman. Check out your man's family before getting too serious. They may be a bunch of crazy. And do not have sex with your ex. It's always a bad thing.
Yeah. I like that first one.
Never let your man know everything.
Hey, come on.
You later.
Come on, hold up.
Look, right.
That's what's wrong with y'all right now, talking about don't let everybody know everything. What you mean about don't let everybody know everything? What if you got
y'all being interrogated?
You can't tell your man everything because they don't know how to process it all.
What
you
mean?
You cannot know everything.
We need to know if y'all crazy.
No.
Remember from the first list, hide your crazy. If I find out you crazy,
we need to
know. But if...
Let me explain. Right. Okay, say you would you like to know if your wife thought someone else was better in bed than you? Would you like to know if
I can say the same thing too.
But
right.
Like you shouldn't. I mean, just keep it to yourself because men don't know how to process that information.
Well, we're going to take this caller right quick and see what the caller has to say. Hello, you're live on the Middleman Show.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? This is Marvin from Colors of Class. How you guys
What's
doing?
What's going on? What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you all doing?
Oh, we're great.
We're great.
Good to hear you again.
We are great.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to also say thank you for listening to my show regarding the six U.S. citizens that have been detained in Antigua.
Very deep. Very deep.
Yes, because a lot of people did not know about that situation, and the media, in my opinion, is not really putting it out there. So thank you again.
Yeah, certain things they will keep under the rug, as we say.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm. But getting on Jen's list. Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. I like some of those things on your list.
Okay.
If I may comment real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I like the part about fixing him a meal.
Love that.
Yes.
Yep. I give a clap.
Yes.
I give a clap.
Good.
as far as not telling everything.
They're going to get the long, extended version.
I see that.
Right.
I'm hearing that. I'm hearing that. As far as not telling everything, I do agree with that. I really do, because you know what, gentlemen? You know that you all don't tell us everything. Because I hear it from men constantly. I am not going to tell the woman I'm with now something about a woman that I was with prior to her. Because you know what, ladies? When the men tell us certain things, we're going to start asking questions that the men don't want to answer. So instead of putting yourself in that position, ladies and gentlemen, don't tell everything, because you know what, when you think about it, unless it's going to affect your relationship directly, it's none of their business.
That's true.
That's true.
I mean,
and
I can understand something.
I need to know that. I need to know if she going to mess up my car or poison my food or something.
I
don't think Jen was talking about that, though.
No.
I really don't. I think she was talking about stuff that the gentlemen don't really need to know. You know, it's just, that's our business.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, gentlemen, would you want, say, your woman to say, well, you know what? The one I was with before, he used to do it, you know, he did it this way, but you do it that way. You know?
Right.
You don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that would kind of hurt my feelings. But there are certain things, like, okay, from a monetary standpoint, I would go from that. I mean, a relationship, I mean, from a sexual standpoint, nah, you don't need to really put that out there, because not everyone can handle that.
That's
but when
true.
We talk about from a financial standpoint or a mental standpoint,
we
find out that a lady crazy.
Oh, man.
Deal with that.
No, but can I give a little background on where the comment comes from? Me and my girlfriends were having dinner this week, and, you know, one of my girlfriends, she's married, and she was saying that her husband, you know, if he had an incident at work, say, this lady was coming on to him and touched him, you know, inappropriately, would she want to know? If he handled it in the appropriate manner, if he told her, no, you know, I'm not interested, you know, to leave me alone, you then as a woman want to know if this woman was doing this to your husband? As a man, would you tell your spouse?
Yeah, I've told before. I've snitched on myself. Yeah, I'm serious. I had this lady trying to come home to me, you know, I'm talking.
No,
but she ain't
going
to
whoop on that. Some women can't do that, because I will come to your job. You know, like, I don't want to know. It's best I just don't know.
But see, I'm a strong dude, you know what I mean? I know my limitations. Mm-hmm. I know how far I go. You know what I mean?
And one more thing, if I may, on your list, Jen, that I do agree with.
Go ahead.
Don't have sex with your ex. Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's always a mistake.
It happens. It happens.
Quick story.
Yeah.
With my ex-husband, we were officially marriage over.
Mm-hmm.
We were still, I'll keep it clean, having relations after the papers had been filed and everything. His mother comes to me. Why are you two still having sex? I said, you two are your mama. So.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I feel like this, and that he had to tell his mama, no. So, no, that's a big no.
Man, he's weak for that, if I can say that.
Oh, please,
I mean,
that's another show.
I mean, if y'all enjoyed it, you know what I mean?
that's another show.
Yeah,
right.
But I definitely agree with you on that one. So I'm going to go now, but listen, you guys, keep it going. I love your show. I really
Thank
don't want to listen to it while I'm driving. I have somewhere to go. I actually have to bring a gentleman a meal. So that's why I'm right.
You all know every woman. Every woman. We don't. Hold on, let me get her the extended version of the claps again.
Oh,
we need it. We need it. Oh, yeah.
How many people you know still fixing plates? Half the women out there now like, hey, cooking you nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's Take a Bow Part 2.
Oh, okay. I got you. And listen, if you can get a chance, my show this Thursday is Should Friends Date Each Other?
Yes. We will be there.
Yes.
Yeah, we will be.
Yes, it should be very
interesting. We'll appreciate the call.
Okay,
the call.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take
all
care.
Right, continue
bye-bye.
Listening.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, we have another call on the line. We're going to go ahead and get to you. We're live on the Middleman Show.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey.
What's going on, Linda?
Hey, how are you?
Everything's good.
I've only been on the line for a few minutes, so I just caught part of the topic. But I do want to say I'm taking my best friend, who is a guy, dinner in just a little bit, so we can watch the Cowboys play. So I need claps too.
Hold on. You ain't getting no claps on once. You said the Cowboys.
I forgot I was talking to Kevin. Oops.
It's green and white round, you know, and it's aqua green and white also. Dolphins.
Okay.
You don't mess with them Cowboys, cowgirls.
No Dolphins, no.
Yeah, I know they lost to the Falcons last week, but that was a fluke.
Yeah, whatever.
So, do you want us to reiterate the list for you and let you hear what we're talking about so far?
Yeah.
All right, Jen, give her the first part of that list again, please.
Okay. We were at, don't date a man that is in love with his boy. Remember, Hot Pockets are sealed right now and close to your man. Wow.
Your phone. Fix your mic. Your mic, Jen. Your mic is coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't hear anything she's saying.
Try that again.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes.
We're good. We ain't giving her no money for
Dinner.
That either.
Hot pockets aren't meals. You need to feed a man a meal every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Don't date a man that's in love with his boys. It never works out. Also, don't be afraid to date younger men. The cougar thing is still cool. Also, pseudo bisexuals aren't cool, ladies. Like, you know, I said pseudo bisexuals are girls who, you know, pretend to be gay because they think men like it. Never date a guy who wears colored contacts, straight hair, or colored suits. Also, check out your man's family before you get serious. He might be crazy or comes from a crazy family. And men, get off of your mama's titty and stop being mama boys.
No,
for your family or your girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where do I begin?
Start wherever you want to start, because she needs help.
The mama's boy thing, I have no problem with that. Because I'm a firm believer in you can tell how a man will treat you by the way he treats his mama.
Hey,
I like that.
If he treats his mother with disrespect, he's going to disrespect you. If he treats his mom with the utmost respect, he's going to give you the utmost respect.
Yeah, but I do believe it's a difference between treating your mother well and people that are mama boys. Like, you know, your mama tells you who to date. Your mama dictates your life. Your mama does everything for you. And your girlfriend has no role because the mother is so engrossed in your personal business, she can't be effective as a wife or girlfriend.
Now, there is a fine line there. There is a line between being invasive and being a mama.
Yeah.
So, there's definitely a fine line there. As long as mom knows her place and it's not in my bedroom, we're good.
Well, you know, hey, I feel like this. I was raised by a woman. You know what I mean? So basically how I'm looking at it is, you know, I love my mama, and I treat, like you said, I'm going to treat a woman just like I treat my mama.
Exactly. I have ended relationships due to watching a man disrespect his mom.
So we don't know if you had the opportunity to check out our first part of Jen's list, and where Jen had a situation where she was saying, hide your crazy. Do you agree to the
hide
woman?
Your crazy?
She said basically do not tell a man everything on this second list. So on the first list it said hide your crazy. So should you hide your crazy?
Okay, now I'm going to probably piss every woman off that's listening right now.
Uh-oh.
All women have a little bit of crazy in them. All of us do.
It's true.
Every last one of us do. Now, there's levels of crazy. There's crazy as hell. And then there's just a little bit of crazy. But, yeah, you don't give them that right off the bat. No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
So basically, what y'all saying is, y'all, you know, until y'all know y'all got us, basically, as far as maybe the point where y'all going to get married, then the real person comes out, like, you know, back in that movie, I'm going to get you, sucker. When old girl, she turned into like a she-woman, and she was like,
okay, wait now. Don't even go there, because you guys know when y'all first start taking us out, y'all open the doors, y'all pull out our chairs, we get roses, we get presents, we get all this stuff that we don't get 8 or 9 months down the line.
Do you know what that's called?
So don't go there.
Do you know what that's called?
What?
That's called taking. And there will be none of that because I don't have an oven.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I must have been caked by every man I've ever dated.
Well, those some cakers. We didn't cake
so,
by her.
But that's what I'm used to. If I go, you know, I mean, at least a card here, a card there, a flower here, a flower there. You know?
Okay, so.
We don't get that. We don't get that 9 months down the line. We don't get that 2 years down the line. 2.5 years down the line. Okay, I'm just saying. You guys don't start off on the real either.
But y'all probably get it on other means. You know, it may not be as far materialistic, but y'all probably get it in other ways.
Yeah.
Okay,
grass. If I sit up there and paint your house, if I didn't bring your grocery bags in the house, what you think I'm doing? I'm being nice.
Your job? If you're my man and you don't, and you let me go to the grocery store and I come home and you don't help me get the groceries, I would be offended, of course.
Yeah.
But what you got to do in the tub or something?
Huh?
But what if I was in the tub or something? I mean, would you?
If you were in the tub, you're in the tub. No, if you were in the tub, you're in the tub.
I'm just trying to give different scenarios, you know.
Okay, but I'm just saying though, there's a couple other things in this list that's kind of suspect to me. You know, but
okay.
The one that stands out the most right now is don't tell a man everything. I like we said earlier with our first caller, you know, sexual things now, you don't tell everybody that.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to finances, you being mental, or you got a boyfriend that's waiting to shoot me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, there's some things you don't relinquish right off the bat because you don't know that guy's going to be there, how long they're going to be there for.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So,
I don't know how long
a couple months in, maybe a couple months in, yes. But, like, on our second date, no, I ain't going to tell you how much money I got in the bank.
That's wishful thinking. I don't want to know what your money is because 9 out of 10 times, I ain't going to tell you what my money is.
Now, I will throw something out there, too.
Okay.
Ladies, if you think your man's homeboy is fly, you never, ever, ever tell it.
Oh, that is so weak.
even if he asks you, you think such and such is, you think he's good looking? Nah, he don't do it for me. Even if he does, you never, ever, ever, ever tell it.
Dang. I'm just saying. All right, we're gonna go ahead and go into our second song. And after this break, y'all, we're going to go ahead and bust out the rest of this Jen list. This is part two, y'all. Part two of Jen's
right.
list. And it's kind of interesting as far as we came so far right here. But I don't know now. I don't know. Some people still crazy to me. But our second song of the day is by Mary J. Blige. It's a classic, y'all. I ain't even got to give you the title because if you don't know it, you don't know your music. Here we go.
Hey, let me stay on the line.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Mary J. Blige, I Love You. I Love You. As far as this stuff that Jen has been listening on her list, it's causing me not to love her. Love her. I'm just playing with you, Jen. I'm just playing with you. But if you're just not tuning in to the Middlemen Show today, we are talking about Jen's List Part 2. And this is the part two of the controversial show, which we aired in June of 2009, which you all can go back and listen to. Jen's List Part 1. And Jen listed some things in our first section, you know, as far as what women want from a man, things in which men need to possess or have or don't do. And we're going to move into the second part of the list in this particular segment. And if you have a comment, please, you know, if you're on the line, please press 1. If you're on the message board, you can also give a comment on there as well, too. So, Jen, you want to move in with the next few things on,
yes,
on your list?
Yes, I think this time around there's some things on there that you all will like. Okay,
yes.
Our first thing, if he is over 25, he must have car, job, insurance, bank account, and a clear plan for the future. If he has baby mama drama, hit the exit door, he's got to go. If he doesn't ever buy you anything, he's got to go. Ladies, make sure you learn how to play the Xbox, PlayStation, etc. Also, if he plays video games more than he talks to you, get rid of him.
Oh.
Ladies, don't text your man unless it's emergency. Guys hate it. They hate texting. Here's a helpful hint on how to get a free lunch, ladies. If you look at others at your school or work and you notice the one that buys or goes out to lunch the most, he probably has, you know, money. When they buy, they usually have a lot of money, actually.
Hold on.
You sit the same table as they do.
Hold on.
The whole bit. If he go out and buy lunch, he probably got money. Why are you watching my pocket?
Because he's not frugal. I'm telling you how to. This is my hint to get free lunch. Okay, it's not my hint. It's on my list. Okay.
Hey,
make sure
you sit
at the table.
Hey, Jen.
Yes.
Jen. Free lunch. That what you said? Really?
Free lunch.
Yeah.
Hitting her up.
If you're out there, tell me you have never plotted on you a free lunch or free dinner.
Free lunch, yeah.
How many ladies out there have went to dinner or plotted on them a free lunch? Times are hard.
Hold on 1 second, Dan. Let me get Linda back in. See what Linda has to say about that.
She said free lunch.
Linda.
Yes.
I know you just what Jen just said. What do you have to say about that?
I say nothing in life is free.
Hey.
I say that, yes, you might get that free lunch, but if you get more than one free lunch, buddy going to be expecting something in return.
Yes, sir. Taco Bell going to equal up to Taco Bhutan.
At least that's what I teach my daughter, and nothing is there for free. So, but I do agree with her on the Xbox thing. I love me some Wii. So I do agree with her on that. You definitely should learn how to play the Xbox, the Wii, whatever.
Okay, for the free lunch thing. Okay, how many times, and ladies, how many times have you weighed, like you've met a guy and you've been like, well, I really don't like him that much, but pockets may be thin at the moment, and you think, well, at least I'm going to go to dinner.
Man, you get a ham sandwich.
You say, I've never done that.
Nah, buddy, you're going to get a ham sandwich. Real. We might be lucky if you get cheese on it.
Wow.
And a little bit, and mayo on one piece of the bread.
I'm saying, man, you know how hard it is out here, man? People ain't finna go out and take you to Dave and Buster's. You finna get Buster's. Buster bread and some mayo wide open with some meat.
People are still dating, and people are still taking people to dinner, and people are still taking people to lunch.
Picnic basket.
Still going on.
Picnic basket. Have y'all ever heard of that?
Y'all, Kevin is cheap, if y'all haven't noticed.
Yes.
Kevin
is cheap.
Are cheap. Cheap.
Frugal.
Both of them are.
What the hell?
Frugal? I'm frugal.
Yes, and so it's a shame. They don't want to spend money.
Man.
Well, look, man, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to defend Kevin and I. You know what I'm saying? We know how to cook. So what we're going to do is we're going to cook for you. Why take out to eat when we can make something better than what the restaurant could?
Yes. That's a plus. That's a plus.
That's good, too. Deal. Y'all still achieve.
What? Come on, man.
You know, but this is the thing. If you're going to cook, make it be more than spaghetti.
Oh, see, Dave?
Thank you.
Hold up. Did you say spaghetti?
I said make it be more than spaghetti, yes.
Yeah.
Spaghetti's not a full meal, sorry.
Yeah. You know we get down to that.
Twice a day?
Yeah.
Sure, we make it happen over here, son. All right, son. Then, keep going with the list. Let me see what else you got on there.
Okay. Don't date men that are afraid to kill bugs, or like a spider, roach, fly, or any other pest. No, I wish everyone could be like Barack Obama, like, you know, how he killed the fly or whatever. So, anyway.
Peter, if he sprayed before you do, he's suspect. Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah. Ladies, try to find a man who's handy. If you don't know how to fix nothing, then he better have some money to hire somebody. Don't get anybody. You can't have both. He can't have no money and don't know how to fix things. Either he knows how to fix it or he can hire someone who does.
You know how jacked up that sound? What if I don't know how to fix my brakes? Yeah, I can pay somebody to do it, but still. Just trying to say,
I'm talking about like around the house. Like,
someone like doing computer tests and all that.
Yes.
Oh, man, everybody can
have
you can't read the instructions on it half the time.
But no, I'm not dating a guy that doesn't know how to do like handyman stuff. Like, that's awful.
Yeah.
So, boom.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, what else got on the list?
Give respect to your man. You got to learn to let him think he's running it.
That's right.
Let him think that he's running it?
Let him think. Ladies, you have to learn. See, look, I'll let you guys in on the clue. We let you think it's your idea.
Oh, okay, okay. I get it now. Think. That's the key word. Okay.
Yes, we let you think that, you know, it's coming from you, but really it's coming from us.
How
y'all know y'all rent it? That's all I want to know. How you know y'all rent it?
Because we plant the idea in your head and let you think that
you think that we run it,
huh?
That what you're saying? I know, man. You had to remix it on that one, man.
I had to bring this up again next on the list. We said it last time, but I think it's very important. Don't be afraid, especially if you're getting serious with a guy. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to freereport.com.
Yeah,
Yeah, because, you know, jobs require it. You should too. And also a criminal history report. You should run on these guys. If you meet someone and you don't know him that well and it starts to get hot and heavy, you need to do your investigation. You need to play CSI, ladies. Don't sleep on that.
I'm just saying, look, man, if y'all ain't work.
So what would you say?
Go ahead, Ann.
No, I was just going to piggyback on what Kevin said. Go ahead, G, about the why y'all checking out a credit report.
Why are you checking my credit report?
We need to be checking y'all.
Everybody should check out everybody. Because, I mean, you get into it's a serious thing, and people don't find out those things.
Mate,
you know, he got some baby mama in the wing and got all kind of payments he got to make to her. You need to find out these things before you find out what you want to get into.
But that's what y'all want, man. Y'all want some guy with multiple baby mamas.
No.
That's what y'all want. Right.
You know what? I don't care how many babies, mamas he's got, and how many kids he's got, as long as he's taking care of them and she knows her place.
But you, right there, you know what I'm saying? It's in between $600 to $900 taken out of his monthly income. So that's gonna leave you with probably basically, if he has an average job, it's gonna be averaging maybe $1,000 a month. Plus, he got to subtract rent. If you got a car, he got to deduct that. So, I mean, what? What you got left?
Well, you know, if you're in it for love, you make it work regardless.
Yeah,
Damn.
But a lot of those outside factors, they destroy the love. Like, I dated a guy, and he had, you know, more than one baby mama. And even though me and some of the baby mamas got along, you know, the other ones caused so much stress, it would eat the relationship away.
Yeah, that's why I said as long as they know their place.
Wow.
As long as they know their place, know I'm the new woman in town, and their kids are going to be taken care of, and they're probably going to be better taken care of because he is with me.
See, you know what? What might happen is he may get the opportunity to have the ex sex. Y'all have forgot about that.
You know what, though? Okay, see, I differ on probably most women on that. If he does, he does. Sex and love have nothing to do with each other.
They don't have anything to do with
it. It's two totally different things. Sex is physical. Love is something totally different. And somebody can love you, love you, love you, and still go out and have sex with somebody else. It don't mean he loves you any less.
Well, that's a new concept right there. I don't know if a lot of women would agree with that. I mean,
Oh, my gosh. When I said this on the last gen list, you act like I got the doo-doo-doo-doo, you know, and everything. And now she's crazy in a different way. And it's
this is a new concept.
No, you ain't saying like that. You ain't
saying
like
that. You didn't say it like that.
I said things.
You ain't saying like that.
In my phrase, it means the same thing, like, think like a man. Men separate sex and love. Women don't.
Yeah, but no, man, you said think like a man. You know what I'm saying? That right there throw anybody off.
You didn't get past that part. You didn't get to the second part of what you said. You just stopped right there.
Yeah, that's
what
we told.
That's that selective
right there,
hearing
right
y'all men have.
That's what we told.
It's called
right
selective
there.
Hearing.
Selective hearing.
I love it. Hearing. And that's what I do. That is me when it comes to this subject.
Like, blah 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 blah
not to listen. He just doesn't want to listen at the moment. Girls, don't be fooled. They
yeah.
hear you. They hear
That's
what
true.
You're saying. They
I can
just
agree with that. I can totally agree with that. I have no problem
right.
with that one. Sometimes
and 95% of the time, they're listening when you think they're not.
Yeah. Get out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you do that? Can you enlighten me, please? Can you enlighten me? Why do you do that?
What, we don't want to listen?
Yes.
We start hearing that Charlie Brown sound.
Yep.
Do you guys actually think that we're not capable of doing the same thing?
No, I'm saying, no. I mean, real talk, though, a lot of times when you talk about certain things, it might not be what we want to hear right at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then you'll swear up and down we didn't have this conversation with you. When we bring this up 2 to 3 weeks down the line, you never told me that, baby.
No,
yes, I did. That was one of your blackout moments. That was one of your walk moments.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, though, you got to pick and choose your battles. When you think about it, you got to pick and choose your battle. Okay, if he ain't listening right now, let me try back in 30 minutes or hours. You know what I'm saying? Because it's simple as that. 30 minutes or an hour. Think about it.
I understand what you're saying. I'd wait 2 or 3 days.
No, that's too long.
No,
you
ain't going to wait that long
because,
stuff
happens then. Yeah. Well, Jim, what, you got a couple more things on that list.
It may come up at
there?
The wrong time, man.
Yeah, well, Jim, what you got on that list? What else you got on there?
Hold on, man. Jim has some technical difficulties over there.
No, Mary. Because she did have a couple
yeah.
other good things, yeah.
Right.
It was one that was kind of outrageous to me. But, hey, well... If y'all didn't get the opportunity to check out the first one, make sure you go back to blogtalkradio.com. Go on the list. We got an archive of all our previous shows. Jen List Rebroadcast actually was on there. It's the first one that's on there. So
right.
make sure you guys go check it out. And tell us if you like that. You know, hey, and also you can leave a comment on our page where you can tell us what you really think about us. Is our show
that's
worth
right.
listening to, or, hey, is it... something you don't want to check out right at the moment. You know, so, I mean, Glenda. Glenda, I said
yes.
Glenda.
There's no G there, baby. No G.
Anything you want to add on that list?
I just say communication, communication, communication. That's all I can say.
Communication. I feel like communication is the key.
basically, we as women, we can't expect you guys to read our minds because you're never going to be able to do that. And you don't know if we don't tell you. And we can't expect you guys to, if we say nothing's wrong, for you to actually think nothing's wrong or to know what's wrong. So that's why I just say it's communication, communication, communication. And I think most relationships are 100% better if you start out as friends first.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, because if you don't start off as a friend, you're going to have some problems in the long run. Matter of fact, you ain't got to be friends. Just be people that see each other and associate. Hey, how you doing? Hi, hi.
And at least get along.
Yeah.
And know a little little more about that person than just your name.
True that.
So.
True that.
On the last, I called in at the end when the chick was talking about the ex sex, don't go back and have sex with the ex.
Right.
Why not?
Hey, hold on. Here we go.
Wow.
If it was good, why not?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
As long as he knows
it is just about the sex and it's nothing else to it, why not?
That is liberated mind thought process right there.
Pretty much, right. Yeah.
Now Kevin is where he doesn't. He wants women to be liberated in cases like that, but in other cases, he wants us
not
to be in the
1950s. Man, I want my cookies and my cake and my ice cream and my.
That's
cream.
All of us. That's all of us.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, seriously though. But I mean, sometimes you're gonna agree with me, sometimes you're not. You know, that's what it is. Yeah.
Well, guys, I have enjoyed it. I'm going to go finish cooking dinner now.
Thank you.
We definitely
appreciate you, and make sure that plate is set up real well for that guy.
It will be. Don't
and,
you worry.
Go Dolphins.
Go Cowboys. Bye, y'all.
Yeah.
Go Colts. Why she get the sound, man? Because she's a Cowboy fan, man.
Yeah, man. That's a little delay on that one, but I'm okay.
All right,
what we got going on right here? Jen, you had a couple of things on that list that you didn't get to at the end.
Yeah, one thing that I wanted to say on my list is...
It's close to the bottom, and we definitely want to say something about that real quick.
Okay, don't fall for the I'm confused role. Remove yourself from the situation to let him fix things out, but don't wait for him, ladies. Move on.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah.
What's another
keep
one?
Moving.
Oh, keep moving. Okay, I thought y'all wanted me to stop with that one.
No, keep moving.
Okay. Don't show out on your man in public. It messes with his ego.
Y'all love doing that, don't you?
Yeah.
Y'all love doing
that. I've done it before, and I felt bad about it.
I had it happen to me before. It was embarrassing.
You probably deserved it.
No, I didn't. Actually, I didn't deserve that one. I just made a comment, and it was just taken all out of damn context.
That's like as a child getting a whooping in front of your friends, man. You know what I'm saying?
Horrible.
You don't do
people
that
man. Don't even know you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't know
nothing about me. What else you got? Keep going. What else you got?
Signs that your man might be crazy and deranged. If he calls too much, if he calls all the time to check where you're at, if you wake up and he's looking at you, and he doesn't want his friends around, he might be crazy and deranged. You need to leave him alone.
Yeah, I agree with that. What else you got? I agree with that one. That was on the first one, too, but I agree with it.
Okay. You know, this is my last one. I am not your child. Men, don't try to rule over your woman. Don't try to rule. Be a partner.
Rule? That's what we're supposed to do. We are kings. The queen don't rule. It's the king.
No, it's a partnership. The king and the queen are partners. One
the king rules, right? They ain't say the queen rules, but it's the king's rule.
How do you agree with that?
I have partial agreement, but I mean, we are, you know what I'm saying, of course, head of the household, but as far as what some women think as far as ruling, you know what I'm saying, we're not, you know what I'm saying, we're not going to let that get out of context now. We're
right,
going
right,
to be
right.
like, come over here and scrub my feet.
No,
you know,
I ain't like that.
My, up under my toenails. No, we ain't talking about that. You know, that's that other type of ruling that we ain't talking about now. You know,
yeah, we ain't talking about that.
Nah,
nah. You can't be talking to us like you ain't got no sense, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Got to have sense when you talk to us.
Right. Now, that's the part we talking about.
But it was something else on that list that I definitely want to talk about, but you ain't even bring it up. Maybe I got a different one from you. So I guess we're going to have to go ahead and...
Bring it up, then. Bring it
up. I'm trying to find it. Well, I'm trying to find it on this list right now. What I'm saying is we definitely need to put list part one and part two on our name site so we can make sure we talk about this. But the one... let's see. Let me see what you got here. Okay, the one you got where don't trust anyone who doesn't close his eyes when you kiss. How in the world you know I ain't close my eyes if your eyes open? I ain't got that many. I'm supposed to trust you.
I have to open my eyes to make sure that your eyes are closed.
What?
I want to open
you,
my eyes.
Why you opening up your eyes though?
That mean I can't
I
trust
have
you.
To check on you.
Yeah.
Oh. I can't trust me.
Oh.
Come on, man.
But you know what,
you
man?
Work both ways.
Either way it go. At the end of the day, regardless of the gin list, it's some good things, bad things, things that are kind of out there for me also. It's going to lead us into our third song of the day. It's by Leona Lewis. At the end of the day, we all want to be happy. That is the bottom line of everything. So y'all check
That's
this one out. You listen to Blog Talk Radio, The Middlemen. We appreciate you. This is one of our not-too-serious shows, but y'all, hey, we enjoy it. We enjoy
Someone
this, too.
Someone told
Blog Talk Radio.
Me that you have to choose what you win or lose. You can't have everything. Don't you take chances, you might feel the pain. Don't you love in vain, love won't set you free. I could stand by the side and watch this life pass me by. So unhappy, but safe as could be. So what if it hurts me? So what if I break down? So what if this world just throws me off the edge? My feet run out of ground. I gotta find my place. I wanna hear my sound. Don't care about all the pain in front of me. Cause I'm just trying to be happy.
that was Leona Lewis. Happy. Happy.
Well, we want to
be. Good song like that, man.
Happy.
That's right. That's right. So, but good show today. You know,
hey, yeah,
this part two. Getting this part two, and maybe potentially in the future, we probably gonna have a need to have a part three.
Oh no, we gonna kill him with this one when we do the first
Uh-oh.
Installment of Nick's List.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you ain't know
oh,
about
yeah,
that,
yeah.
did you?
No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, and people, if you've never, you know, listened to some of our previous shows, we have, you know, like a frequent caller by the name of Nick, and he and Jen sort of battle it out sometimes when he would call in, and she'll probably say something that's off the wall or something like that. So, you know, Nick wanted to try to do a Nick list, you know, in reference to Jen's list. So be sure to tune in to that show. And if you're a member of our middleman site, which is wearethemiddleman.ning.com, you'll be able to receive updates on when that show will be airing. But we'll definitely let y'all know ahead of time because that's going to be a show you do not want to miss.
True that. And, man, we appreciate everybody that's on the line and that downloads our show and tell other people about our show.
That's right.
To our caller earlier, Miss Lady Change. Hey, man.
Call us a class, you know.
No. Somebody else just said something crazy on this board over here. But, yeah. Call us a class. We appreciate you calling in. I was just about to cuss. I had to catch myself. For real, man. Like, oh, God. But, yeah, we appreciate you for calling in, tuning in to our show. And to my homeboy, Mr. Trill and Marlo, hey, appreciate you guys listening. All our people that's on the MySpace pages, the Ning page, and all the people that are listening on our web chat on Blog Talk Radio, make sure you keep tuning in. Next week, what we going to do, y'all? We going to do something real special for them next week, y'all?
Yes.
Yeah, we probably going to have to, man. We're going to go and make this all happen.
Yeah, I want to send a challenge out to that Cat Black conservative. I know you listen to everybody's show, Chump. We got something for you next week. Talking about all the black hosts on Blog Talk Radio are buffoons and idiots.
Right.
Yes, we got something for you, pimp. It ain't all about play over here. We let our hair down, but we do get down, chump.
Well, we're gonna throw some Morton salt on them, man.
Yeah, Mark. But I want to give a shout out also to Peace. What is PPC One? Man, that guy had a great show, and our brother Eric.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? All the people that was on that show a couple of days ago. We appreciate you, people.
Right.
Because I mean, y'all laying it down. So you inspired us, so we gonna lay it down too next week. We don't have a title for it as of yet, but it will be political.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And make sure you tune in. 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's going down. And to Miss Linda, we appreciate you, too. And shout out to my man, Vic XL. Yeah, cowgirls. Ha, ha, ha.
Anyway, let's take it on up out of here, people. We are the middleman.
The middleman shouted, Beat Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout it and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out the master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The middle me.
Jen.
Yes.
Tell you and your girls, man, you know what I'm saying? Your girls out there, I ain't trying to put them on blast, but they should have called in, you know what I'm saying, and helped you out today. You know, I know they out there listening because I see y'all on the line. I don't know why y'all ain't press one.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, but it's okay. It's
don't
okay.
Be scared.
I tell them.
Don't be scared. But hey, we want to give a shout out too to Dub G, man. You know, he just had his little girl on the 9/11, you know what I'm saying? That was kind of a crazy day, but yeah, Dub, we have a new little Dub G in the world.
Yes, ma'am. Yep, yep, yep. So, we're going to have to get Dub back on, you know, next week to, you know, formally introduce the little lady to the
yes, out
there. So, but,
it's been a great one, man. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
That's right.
The middleman, and we are, put an effect on it. Out.
All right.
Holla back, people. Next week.
Be there. Be square. Sunday.
We out, man. We out.